The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeepers, joining us to talk about all the push for martial law, the talk of collapse of economies, the elite buying bunkers. That's in the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, Infowars.com has a story boiling it down that's on DrudgeReport.com right now. They've upped the game, now saying that Trump's a sore loser, that he doesn't like they've canceled primaries in multiple states, or that they're taking delegates that were pledged to him and he won the popular vote. So winning the popular vote or having the vote canceled where you're ahead in polls is now sore losing. Now, I'm not the one saying that. They're the ones saying it. But Cruz will never mention when he's on Glenn Beck what he's doing. I played the clips yesterday. There's new ones today, but I want to start going to your calls right now. We got Cindy, Paul, Chris, Mark, Terry, and many others. Let's go ahead and go to Cindy in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'd like to make a few short points.
Sure.
I think Ted Cruz has been a sleeper cell for years. And I don't know if you saw that video where he wants to rule the world. That explains it right there. They probably grabbed him in college because he has such a high IQ that they farmed him then. And secondly, I would like to see you come out with some T-shirts, maybe St. Michael, the patron saint of soldiers, police, and all warriors. That's how we could identify each other, with St. Michael as our patron saint. I gave out keychains to all of the local police around here so they knew I was in unity with them at Christmas time.
Well, and again, I want to be clear. The globalists have tried to corrupt the police. There's a lot of problems. The Justice Department's very evil. But absolutely, we do not want a civil war. And the patriots and libertarians in this country want to be identified with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, family, private property, right to self-defense, and not randomly shooting cops in the back of the head. So the police know that we're on the side of honorable men and women in uniform. When they try to come for the patriots, though, then it's a different story. And that's why we don't want to have a fight up front with them. We want to give them a chance to do the right thing. And since I've put this olive branch out the last 6-7 years, they have really taken to it because they understand what's happening and they want to save the country as well. They use bad examples on purpose to create a civil war in this country. And I totally agree with you. We need to reach out to police and military now.
Right. And have you heard of Dennis Michael Lynch?
Michael Lynch. It rings a bell. Who's he?
Dennis Michael Lynch, he has a show on Newsmax. It's called Unfiltered. He's a great patriot. I would love to see him on your show.
Let's get him on. I love a lot of those Newsmax shows. I get a lot of big guests as well. Great idea. People say, why do you get people on from other outfits like WorldNet Daily or Newsmax? I don't care. It's not about I'm the big show and I, you know, it's only our people on. I promote everybody. Even you know, news outlets that are usually disinformation. When I see a story in the New York Times that I think is really accurate or thought-provoking, we link to it. Or if it's a lie, we'll post it and have a note saying, look at this complete garbage. Watch our video below exposing it. But sometimes people see articles on my site. We had an article up there the other day by Steve Watson about Trump saying he thinks we should waterboard ISIS because they're so evil and so corrupt that they don't deserve regular, you know, rules. And then people wrote articles saying Jones is endorsing torture. No, we're not. We wrote what Trump said. Everyone knows I'm against it. I think he's wrong, but I don't think he means bad when he's saying it. Like, I get wanting to torture ISIS. It just shouldn't be done because it lowers us to their level. You see what I'm saying there, Cindy?
Oh, of course. And I'm behind you 100%, Alex. I pray for you and your family every day.
Well, ma'am, I need it. I need it. I need it. There's so much stuff going on. I've been so blessed and so protected, and I really need your prayers. Thank you so much.
Got it.
That's a great idea. You know, even if you're not Catholic, I personally am not Catholic, but I'm a Christian. You know, the idea of saints was in the original Bible, even before, you know, Catholicism. And, you know, I think it is good to venerate professions and archetypes and things, you know, through the saints. And it's a good idea just to remind you. Like, I personally keep saying I'm going to do it. I'm not a jewelry guy, never have been. I don't like wearing a wedding ring, but I do wear a watch occasionally. But I think I'm going to get a nice little silver cross or something just to remind me of who's in charge. Plus, in times like this, it's very comforting. I'll be honest. Plus, they want to ban it. That's the real reason. They want to ban the cross. I'm going to get one.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Donald needs to understand he's not Michael Corleone. I understand that Donald has had some very shady business deals with people that are currently in prison, mobsters. But the presidency should not be La Cosa Nostra. And it is wrong for a presidential candidate or for his henchmen.
You know what's crazy about that? Is they're the ones canceling elections. They're the ones doing dirty tricks against Ben Carson. They're the ones doing all this, and then they just turn around in another clip I have and say that Donald Trump is a sore loser. He's Donald the loser, and I've won the last 11 states, which isn't even true, and he's just mad I'm winning the popular vote. This is democracy. When they're canceling elections and having party bosses give him all the delegates like Colorado, and Hillary's doing that, all over the place to Bernie Sanders, too. This has never been done like this. You can have a contested deal at the convention. That's when it's close, but nothing like this. And then, of course, you have Ted Cruz right here when he was 18 years old about what he aspired to do when he grew up. Here it is.
Is that like sweat on my butt? No. Oh, I see. What you want me to do, what I want to do in life. Well, my aspiration is to, be in a teen fit film like that guy who played Horatio. You know, he was in Malibu Bikini Beach Shop. Well, other than that, take over the world. World domination, you know, rule everything. Rich, powerful, that sort of stuff.
And then here's his dad. His dad thought about this. World domination.
Crazy thing, Ted's going to rule the world one day?
I hope not.
So, there you go. And then you got Donald Trump, who has some issues. I don't agree with him on surveillance things and torture and stuff like that. I'm no friend of ISIS, but you can't stoop to their level. And it gives you bad intelligence, obviously, but have we ever seen a moment in world politics where the entire globe, the Vatican, the communist Chinese, the British government, the German government, the Saudi Arabian government, the Mexican government, everybody says you can't have Donald Trump, and they take stuff he says that's common sense, like we can't have an open border and pay for everybody to have their kids here free. Nobody else does that. Or if we're not checking the Muslims coming in, stop it all till we start checking people again. And then they just run around screaming racist, 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 and then have anti-Trump people go all over the country, universities, you name it, and physically attack anyone who tries to have a Trump rally. I want to go to Chad. I want to go to Paul and Mark and Terry and Chris and others. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Listen, they have violated the rule of law. They have broken the social contract. These guys, the criminal class, have no boundaries. They don't believe in a nation state. They think they're regulatorily captured. And they're going to go for broke because they are having a gut check moment. And the election, this primary, will be a good post to see where we're at as far as how many people are willing to take action.
I agree. It's a gauge. I want you to continue. But for listeners that just tuned in, this is the year we see the veneer, the curtain pulled back. This is when we find out what's in the closet. And if we're already under TPP and NAU and EU, global governments being announced by the Pope, and they're like, look, we took you over. Yeah, we're going to appoint your presidents now. We're already doing it in Europe. I said that 4 or 5 years ago, and they started appointing Goldman Sachs heads to run all these major countries. They would appoint them as president and order the parliaments to appoint them, not have elections, or they, quote, wouldn't give them more loans of fiat made-up money. When they got away with that in Europe, they said, look, Americans are just as fat, dumb, and mindless as them. We're going to do it here. And now you see both parties doing it as a test in front of everyone. I totally agree with you. Go ahead.
Look, we have guns. That's the bottom line. But the mind-controlled minions are a lesser class of people than the educated folks that listen to your show and who listen to alternative media who aren't as brainwashed. I think we have an advantage here. I think that they are going to hide and run when it comes down to it all. I think we're winning. And I'm going to hang up.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, Europe, the globalists are getting thrown out of England, out of the UK, the Brexit. Spain is totally upset. They're having secessions. Catalonia voted like 80-some percent to leave. That's their most productive area. You've got the same thing in Italy. Listen, you're right. The world is waking up. It'll take time. But once the public knows they're under a multinational oligarchy, it's over. The globalists always wanted to build a corporate world government, have regional systems, but still have puppet leaders in. But we now know they're puppets. And the moment we stop looking at the puppet and look above the puppet to the actual puppeteers, it's game over for the New World Order. Caller dropped. He made his points. That was a powerful caller. And by the way, I'm not up here cheerleading saying we're in a good position, we're doing great. We're in a bad position. The globalists have taken over. But now people are starting to wake up. The pendulum's swinging back the other way. The establishment's trying to suppress everybody and dominate us and break our will, and it's not working. So we are in a better position, and as time goes on, it just gets better. The problem is they could effectively bring in hardcore, hot tyrannies, not creeping tyrannies, not stealth tyrannies, not velvet glove tyrannies, but the real thing. And They're miscalculating. History's clear. Their own analysts tell them don't do it. Even the CIA analyst Buck Sexton, who was calling me a conspiracy theorist on CNN, saying, "Don't listen to Alex Jones," had to go on and say, "You steal the election from Trump, it's going to be like a nuclear bomb going off. Don't do it." And I happen to know that the CIA and the rest of people that are plenty corrupt at the top are telling the Republicans and Democrats, "Man, you need to stop. We need to indict Hillary. We need people to be punished. We need to at least look like we're not totally evil. We're losing our soft power. We're losing the info war. Stop it." And the lobbyists and the bankers and the George Soros says, "Listen, I was rounding people up in 1944 for the Nazis, and I'll get away with it this time too. You sit down and you shut up, full steam ahead." And he's like, "Move missiles into Russia, let's have a war." He's in the news saying, "Let's have a war with Russia." We got former generals on Fox News saying, "We start killing Russians and having body bags." There are a lot of crazy people in the power structure. There's a lot that aren't crazy, by the way. But you got a bunch of them that are crazy. They're crazy. All right, who's been holding the longest? We're going to go to Mark, then Terry, then Chad, then Nelson and others. Let's go to Mark. You're on the air from California, former state, now under the control of the North American Union. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thankful you have on Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and are telling us about the how they're stealing the election. And probably of all your listeners, I tell more people in an average year one-on-one about the show because it is the best. But I think we have to remember also that the times of the Gentiles ended in 1996. And that is when the time of the end began, Alex. Jesus is coming back soon. And I would swear to God on a holy Bible, that a month before 9/11 happened, I understood it would be then, based on the prophecy in Daniel chapter 9 that gives us 77s of years.
Oh, I agree. When it talks about the rich men seeing the big city collapse, Babylon and all that. Look, I agree. We're in biblical end time type scenarios. I don't know, because there's many antichrists and many models. The devil tries to build the same system over and over again towards what he thinks is perfected. But undoubtedly, with the microchips to buy and sell, and they're going to now are announcing DNA chip where they take your blood, put it in the system to be able to get prescriptions. That's all doctors and all nurses and all pharmacy people. Pharmacists are being told it's starting next year. I covered that a few weeks ago. With all the cashless society stuff happening, with the GMO, with the world government, I mean, this is all biblical, and it is very, very scary.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Alex, is, you know, I know he said you don't know the day and hour, but on the other hand, he said, you know, he'd raise the dead on the last day, and the last day of the Sabbath year is coming up, as far as I can tell, around December 1st. So, you know, I've done a lot of study on this, and even though you can't calculate the day and hour of his return, you actually can calculate the precise hour of the so-called sixth.
Well, I'll say this. I sure hope you're right. I sure wish this would all stop right now and God come down here and fix this and just show all these evil people, you know, how things really work. But look, all I know is the elite are running around just like Revelation says, hiding in the mountains, hiding in the caves, you know, hiding in their underground fortresses. They're all scurrying and hiding right now. So what does that sound like to you?
Well, I know that Jesus is going to win in the end, you know, and he's already, I believe, starting to move in a way because we are at the time of the end. And I know that if we trust in Christ alone, that we have nothing to fear.
Absolutely, and that's why I really do not fear the New World Order, because I have a personal relationship with Christ and God, and I know God's real. And it's humbling to, you know, be able to feel God's presence. And I'm very sad for people that don't have that connection to God. And it doesn't mean, again, that I'm on a high horse, folks, or I've got all the answers. I know how wicked my flesh is, but I do have a relationship with God. I appreciate your call, Mark. A very, very good point you make. It's out of Proverbs 28, "The wicked flee when no man pursue, but the righteous are bold as a lion." That's what it comes down to. And so, you know, the scurrying into their bunkers could just be the wicked flee when none pursue. Panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest and disasters. The video's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You just tweeted it out again at Real Alex Jones. If you want to help us retweet that. And, of course, on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com right now. We're going to come back with more of your calls. Chad and others, stay with us.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
They're actually in the news and on Glenn Beck all over saying, your vote never counted on CNBC, Fox News. You know, they're like, Trump, that sore loser, says that people should vote for him. I mean, what a sore loser. Can you believe that? He thinks people used to vote in America? What are these conspiracy theorists going to come up with next? I don't know. The sky's blue, maybe? I don't know. Alex Jones here back live, InfoWars.com. Let's go to Terry. Then we're going to go to Chad and others. Terry in Minnesota, thanks for calling today. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm just watching stuff happen that I never thought would get this crazy this fast. What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. I've talked to you multiple times in my young InfoWars career here, about 2 months, and that last call you had basically is dead on. Everything has been laid out in that book, the Bible. I mean, you want to know what happened to Atlantis and the rest of the cities in the first Earth Age? You want to know where Russia is coming against us from? It's in the scriptures. You're of the house of Israel. You don't even know it. Things like this. A bitch, for instance, is, military wounded combat veteran. There's thousands of combat and non-combat veterans that study with the Shepherd's Chapel. We have 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds that understand the Book of Revelation because, like I said, I think I talked to you like a couple times. I even talked to
No, I understand. You're saying it's that situation. What's your take on the election?
I told you, my first call, I said Trump's going to make it in because here it is. Seven seals, seven vials, seven Trumps. God is using everything he can to wake up his children. What is Trump's last name? Trump. Satan comes in the six Trumps, six seals, six vials. I mean, there are so many clues like that last caller. He's absolutely correct. At Shepherd's Chapel, we don't give you dates. We go by, like, say, the parable of the fig tree, which sets up the last generation, 1948, that.
Sure, I hear you. I'm going to jump to others because you called a few weeks ago and said basically the same thing, but I hear what you're saying. It's look, they're coming out with world government microchips to buy and sell. They're saying no cash will be allowed, forced medical control, a world government, a one world religion, 10 regions with 3 mega regions over them. Either the Bible's real or they're using it as a template of control. Like, oh, this is good science fiction. Let's do this. And I'm not doubting the Bible myself. I'm just saying whether it's real or not, it's being manifest. Like Jules Verne's 150 years ago wrote about spaceships to the moon. Now it's happened. 70, 80 years after he wrote about it. Humans are able to build what we imagine. And it's happening. Look, let's say you're an atheist. You should be against the cashless society because it tracks you, it traces you, it controls you, it runs your life. But you'll say, oh, I'm all for it because, those dumb Christians are scared of it. You'll just adopt whatever because you think it's cool. And I'm not saying all atheists are like that, but I do see that happening. Driverless cars, cell phones, all of it with back doors to control your life, to game the system, to run your life. And now the feds came out 2 days ago and said, yeah, we want to have driverless cars within 10 years. It'll save lives. Our goal is to get humans out of cars. I talked about that 15 years ago. People laughed at me. They're already starting federal test cases to tax you by the mile. It's here. And it's taking control of our lives away from us into automated systems run by the what does Davos call their new system? A technocracy, a dictatorship of a technological elite. And I think you're so dumb, they'll go, we're not for global government, we're for global governance. And yes, we want a technocratic system. It's going to be called the Technotronic Era. They've been saying that since the 70s in books like The Technotronic Era, Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor at the time. That plan was adopted. We're on this grand plan. They're building it. We know the plan. They're rolling it out. We can stop it. More of your calls coming up. Stuart Rhodes is about to join us. We have an amazing nootropic that really we set out to have the highest quality natural brain boost product out there for the lowest price. There are brands out there that are similar formulations that are double the price. This is super high-quality nutraceutical, and it's normally $35 or more. It is $22.46 right now. The savings is $17.49. By the way, the promo we have is 25% off Brainforce. No, that's 25% off the already discounted amount. We should redo the banners and redo this because I'm looking at the number. Off retail, it's 25% off sale price. So it's even better than I was saying. Supplies will not last long, though. Get your Brain Force. Try it out today. It really is amazing. Several of the ingredients in it are prescription in Europe. Brain Force. Check it out. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live, broadcasting worldwide. More your calls coming up. Our stories linked on Drudge, panicked elite buying bomb-proof luxury survival bunkers to escape civil unrest disasters. And I love how they advertise where they are in the U.S. and Germany and other areas. As if things collapse, people won't go there and dump chlorine gas down the breathing nozzles. I mean, it's just ridiculous how these establishment people think they're going to escape what they've set up and what they've established. They think they're going to stage civil wars in this country over class war, us against the police, race war. That's not going to happen if we get the word out and expose what the New World Order is up to. And I am so proud to be able to promote a film that I know has been like 3 years in the making, because he interviewed me like 3 years ago, then 2 years ago, then like a year ago. Chuck Undersea is going to be joining us towards the end of the third hour today. The film is going to be showing in select theaters around Texas this weekend. And if those sell out, we're going to tell you how to go there today. Revelation, themovie.info, Revelation, themovie.info. Then other theaters will decide to just pick it up. That's how so many films become very popular. But regardless, it'll be out on DVD and out on Blu-ray and things like that in the future. It's mainly hosted and basically narrated by Charlie Daniels, country music legend. It's also got General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, and it's Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. It's got amazing interviews with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Myself, I play a prominent role in the film. So I'm very excited to be able to promote this documentary. We also have a gentleman coming on who's a Sunni Muslim in the heart of the Middle East and was part of the Muslim Brotherhood and their operations. He's in the film exposing what the radical jihad invasion is about and so much more. I also have several clips from the film that we're going to be premiering here today. The trailers have been out for a few weeks. We premiered some of those. Those are up on Infowars.com. You can see all the trailers and more, again, by going to the website, revelationthemovie.info. That's revelationthemovie.info. But we're going to premiere some sneak peeks here of General Boykin, Charlie Daniels, myself, and others. We also have a video that's an audience screener reaction. Ron Paul was down in Houston this weekend and saw a screening and had a lot of good things to say about it as well. Ron Paul's in the film as well. And again, will this film save the world or save the country? No. But they want to shut down our free speech and our information because together it will defeat the globalist. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The establishment is in trouble. They're having to openly steal the election from Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. You may not like either one of them. I hate Sanders, have some problems with Trump. But the establishment's scared because they're not controlled by them. So they're having to be very naked now about their theft. And somebody who's been a veteran and also, of course, worked many years in Ron Paul's offices and then helped found a great organization that so many of you know that's been demonized because it tries to get the military and police to be educated and to reaffirm their oath to be oath keepers and not be part of a martial law takeover. Now, when Rhodes started getting involved in this many years ago, there was a lot of eye rolling. There isn't eye rolling at oathkeepers.org right now because it's out in the open. MSNBC wants the Tea Party arrested. They want the Christian churches shut down. They want the government to take our freedoms. They want to indict Joel Gilbert because he put a film out about Obama. And they say that's a violation of election rules. They arrested Dinesh D'Souza. There's political persecution going on with the anti-Tea Party people going around slapping folks, beating them up, attacking Trump supporters all over the country. This is the new safe space. And Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, joins us to talk about the film, but also where he sees the state of the world right now. Stuart, great to have you joining us via Skype.
Likewise. Thank you, Alex.
Well, go ahead. We've got about 20, 30 minutes here. I know you got a lot to say. Where should we start?
Well, what you just said is accurate. The mask is starting to come off, and it's very clear now to the American people. I mean, us Ron Paulers saw it in 2008 and 2012, the corruption inside the GOP, and it's the same way inside the Democratic Party. But now everyone's starting to see it. Mainstream rank-and-file Republicans who support Trump are starting to see it themselves. Look at Colorado. It's very blatant. They weren't even allowed to vote. So I think it's good. As you said, the elites are back against the wall. They're trying to corral the vote and corral the system as they always have been doing. But now they have to do it much more openly. And what you said about the college campuses is same thing. I could see it when I was a student at Yale Law School, when I was a student before that at UNLV, the kind of political correctness on the campus. It's now right in your face. It's right there with the commissars trying to enforce it by force, which is one of the reasons why we're going to be on college campuses this year. We're starting student chapters on college campuses across the country for that very reason.
Anybody can go to Google and type in Chinese Youth Brigades, Communist Chinese Red Guard, and see them beating fellow students' brains out with aluminum chairs and burning them at the stake. Millions were killed by the youth brigades. And when I'm here in Austin in an abortion clinic or we're at a university, they identify as Maoist to a person. And they come and say, when we're taking over, we're going to kill you soon. We have it on video. And then they say it's our time. And suddenly red flags are everywhere. I guess this was breeding under the surface. What do you make of that?
Well, they're just finally showing their true colors. I saw it, like I said, at Yale Law School. They're proud Maoists, proud Leninists there. And so now they're starting to take the mask off and show what they really are. But this is not China. This is not Russia. So they're going to be seeing us. So we'll be there, too. Veterans in this country, patriotic Americans, are not going to let them take over the college campuses and use violence and force, as they already have tried to do. It's not going to happen. Look at the bikers who responded to the violence of the Trump rallies by saying they're going to go there and protect free speech. I mean, like you, I have a lot of problems with Trump. I disagree with him on a lot of things. But the point is that you can't shut down free speech in this country. Once you shut down free speech, then it's time to fight.
I know you've got a lot of points, articles that are powerful, videos every day at oathkeepers.org. And I kind of want you to get a report about the state of the military and the police. Nobody has more contact with them from a constitutional perspective than probably somebody like you. I have a lot of contact as well. They are on fire right now, waking up. And we know they really said no during Katrina gun confiscation. The media lied and said they went ahead with it. But you know, that's just an example of what's been happening that we're not told about. And I want to get into the film, obviously, here with you as well today. But looking at their attempts to ban free speech on colleges, yeah, I think it shows their weakness and their attempt to try to bully us that they brought out earlier than they wanted to the fact that they're really total totalitarians.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a mixture of hubris on their part and believing that they have it all locked up, and also their desperation, I think. So, you know, they want to sandwich through and then push through their agenda, and they think the American people can be cowed with fear, and it's just not the fact. It's just not going to happen. They live in a bubble. You know, inside New York City, that flies. Out here in Montana or someplace out west, this is not going to fly at all. So they might be able to get away with it at Columbia, but it's not going to happen, you know, at any place that you have veterans returning from combat going to college. They're going to get stomped. That's what's going to happen to them. So, in fact, I know a lot of veterans, the first time they see some, you know, radical leftist trampling on a flag or burning a flag, they're going to kick their ass. And I know you could say, well, it's free speech, but the veteran doesn't care about that. And to his, in his mind, it's not free speech. That's not protected speech. It's incitement to violence. So he's going to go ahead and use it.
Well, especially because they've been attacking women and children and others. I notice these communists always attack people in wheelchairs and stuff. They don't really do it in areas where there's men or women that will stand up around. What is the sense right now of the military and police contacts that Oath Keepers is talking to?
That they really have no sympathy for whether it's a Black Lives Matter protester or a radical Bernie supporter, you know, anti-Trump person. We're just tired of them being in our face calling us racist because we disagree with their political agenda. And I think the rank-and-file military and police have the same feeling. They're sick of it. And so they have no sympathy for them. So we have to guard against our side trampling free speech and crossing the line. But when someone gets in your face and wants to use violence, like that one commissar who was screaming and screeching for muscle, she's like, you know, bring some muscle over here. I need muscle. People like that, we have no sympathy for. So when she gets what's coming to her and those like her, well, that's
well, exactly. A bunch of people run up to attack you because you're at the college. You're a member of the college. You're at the park. They say it's all theirs. They try to physically assault you. I mean, it's time to, you know, to defend yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And when they get when someone does defend themselves and they get stomped, of course, they'll screech and call them racist and fascist and brown shirts. But they brought it on themselves. And so I just have no sympathy for them. You know, now, if they're going to go out and use free speech, then that's fine. We'll defend their right to free speech, too. But as soon as they want to cross the line of violence, well, we're their huckleberries. That's okay. We can do that, too.
Stuart, what is your sense with your contacts in government out on where this country's going currently, as you call it, the battle space here in the Republic, but also what's happening in Europe, what Obama is doing, the opening the borders outside of law, flaunting everything? I mean, is this the death of America, or is this the death throes of the establishment trying to wound the nation however they can on their way out? Where do you think we are currently?
Well, as I think you've said so yourself. It's a two-way window in past conversations we've had over the years. Chaos, they want to use creative chaos to create their future. We understand that they're doing a full spectrum, fourth-generation warfare assault on this country. just as they're doing on Europe. It's an assault on Western civilization. The wide open borders in Europe, the obvious, you know, tattoo, as Matt Bracken calls it, I think he's right. They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country. So if we just sit back, they'll win because they'll cause the chaos that they'll use as creative destruction. Now, if we're ready to push through our agenda, which is liberty, during that time of chaos, then we will win. That's why it's incredibly important for us to make sure that we get together with fellow veterans and fellow constitutionalists in our communities and form up those, we call them community preparedness teams, however you want to call them, civil defense units, whatever. Make sure that you have the ability inside your local community to preserve liberty, life, liberty, and property when the time comes, and fight in the street against their fourth-generation warfare agents, which are going to be the jihadists and the cartels and the gangs and these radical Black Lives Matter people and the, you know, the black anarchists, the black flag anarchists. It's all the same thing. They're all just force multipliers and proxies, just as we saw during the Cold War with communism. So it's the same agenda. But we have to make sure that we provide the liberty version, the liberty outcome, instead of people going from the frying pan into the fire of thinking the only way to stop
right.
the communists.
Just as George Washington ended up winning the propaganda war because his troops had much higher standards than the Redcoats, we have to be absolutely above reproach. What do we do about things? We have a mole inside the Democrats. I'm just going to leave it there high level. They are getting InfoWars T-shirts when my guys go to New York tomorrow and to Portland this weekend to come dress as InfoWarriors to commit crimes. I guess we just identify them, videotape it, and have their false flag blow up in their face. I mean, what else do we do, Stuart, to that type of fourth-generation false flag?
That's all you can do, and it has to be done on both sides, because both Hillary Clinton and you can look at Cruz or the other GOP anointed, they're both, you know, pre-selected. We all know this. This is what's becoming very clear to the rest of the American people now, is that the GOP and the Democratic Party are one and the same, and they pre-select your false choice. So that's what we're seeing now. So I think it's good to see what's happening to the Trump supporters and to the Bernie supporters. As you said, I think Bernie Sanders is at least an honest communist. He's an outright communist. But you're starting to see that the manipulation of the system is becoming much more apparent to the American people. That is good. So the more we can make that clear to everybody, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, the better.
You were mentioning earlier the jihadis. I mean, Europe advertises. The former head of the EU is the head of the migrant policy. Peter Sutherland says we need to take down Europe in public statements and you know, end its cultural unity. They destabilize the Middle East, put the al-Qaeda jihadists and ISIS in, use Syria as a conduit into Turkey. Turkey creates a corridor, brings them into Eastern and Western Europe. They advertise 80% are military-age men. They're getting in sleeper cell positions. They're letting them in here, not checking their IDs. This is all on record. Preparing, obviously, a secret super assault or, like you said, a jihadist Western Tet offensive. For folks that don't know military doctrine, explain to them what a sleeper cell is or what a Tet offensive is basically an example of.
Well, I encourage folks to go read Matt Bracken's really good piece. He's a retired Navy SEAL called Tet Take Two about what's happening in Europe. And all he's saying is just like the North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese Viet Cong did during the Tet offensive, I believe it was 68, where they prepositioned their attack troops inside the cities, like Hue is a good example. They infiltrated the city during the festival, and they attacked during the Tet festival, which is supposed to be a time of truce and peace. And they prepositioned thousands and thousands of cells ready for combat. They cached weapons, and they got ready ahead of time. And as Bracken points out, that's exactly what's happening in Europe right now. You have ISIS telling us they're going to do this. They've already got, you know, they recently came out and said they had at least 400 units. So Bracken's estimation is at least 100,000 Islamic jihadists are already prepositioned, trained by ISIS, or encouraged.
And by the way, you're not exaggerating. You look at them; they're military. A lot of them have Facebook where they admit they're military. They've been brought in. They've got commanders that are Saudi and others. This is really Saudi trying to put sleeper cells here, like, you know, the Russians did during the Cold War as an ultimate option during, you know, a larger war. I can't believe our elites allowed this. I think 100,000 in Europe is conservative. Stuart, go ahead.
Absolutely right. As Bracken points out, this is why you see kind of like a unholy alliance between the radical left and the Islamists. You might think, well, why would a bunch of radical leftists who supposedly support gay rights and women's rights Why would they support radical Islamists who put them all to death? Well, the answer is that they have a common enemy. The enemy is Western civilization. So they want to destroy Western civilization so they get in bed with someone you would think that would be their own personal enemy, thinking they can control them down the road. They can use them as a force multiplier as part of their creative destruction and then later control them. Of course, they're wrong. They'll wind up with their heads chopped off at the end if they prevail. So what we have to do to counter this is, once again, get back to the founder's ideal, which is the people, us, as the militia. So I encourage people to get together with their neighbors and form neighborhood watches, get together with all the veterans in their community and form, how, you know, what do we want to call it, a civil defense team, a community defense team, whatever it is, get in conjunction with your local law enforcement, who are constitutionalists, a good sheriff, and be his posse and give.
Stuart, let me stop you right there. I mean, I'll be honest. I thought we had more time because I know how hard it is for the globalists to roll stuff out. They're so far behind, I thought they were going to push it off. Instead, they've accelerated it. And about 2-3 years ago, you said, look, I'm giving up on politics partially. I think everybody should focus on your sheriffs, your counties, your cities, getting ready to have basically our own, you know, safe zones, green zones for us, because they're going to move against us. And then we had intel about they're going to try to start race war, they're going to try to start class war. And I thought, really, the elites are really going to destabilize their own nest? Well, you've been proven right. It's now happening, and I'm actually getting in a position now with Trump to educate people supporting him, but maybe only 30-40% of my energy. Now it really is, look, folks, educate your local government, get involved, get people you can trust, learn how to use a firearm, get storable food, get medical supplies, because it's now a probability. We're going to have a long, dark winter depression. They're going to use it to organize people in the big cities into these armies to come out into the rural areas and try to conscript people that aren't domesticated as their slaves, basically. This is communism, and I really think we're going to face the darkest scenarios possible in America. So people, I mean, really seriously, you need to get ready for full occupation, people coming to dig you out, and the full-on war. And by the way, you can't capitulate and join them. They're coming after everybody. They want to fully gut the country. So let's talk about future battle space, how we get ready for this, because it's clear that they're planning a hot takeover.
Absolutely. I think what you have to do is tap into the reservoir of knowledge and training you already have in your local community, especially among your veterans. I encourage people to go beat down the doors of your local VFW and anywhere else you can find veterans, which is why we're going to be on the college campuses as well. We want to be there to grab the returning Afghan and Iraq veterans and bring them into, you know, helping us to train, you know, the American people. So start with a neighborhood watch, you know, recruit the veterans, retired cops, retired doctors and nurses, all the talent you're going to need in your neighborhoods already there. Go find them and recruit them. And then the next stop after that is to work on your local sheriff, elect a good county sheriff, and then form a posse behind him. But along the way, if you can be a volunteer firefighter, search and rescue, EMT, go join that. Become part of your first responder community and make it stronger and get ready as you can.
Other points, because you always have a lot of points, a lot of breaking news, a lot of stories that are important, and I ask the questions here. And I want to have basically ask the questions by bringing out the topics. What else is on your radar?
Well, a big one for us is the concern. There's a recent book we put out called Day of Wrath, which is about a hypothetical potential mass terror attack in the United States of jihadi cells attacking schools. We think this is extremely likely. So we want people to be, in particular, focused on the active shooter threat to your local schools. And, of course, we know that the elites don't want us to protect our children. They want them open to being slaughtered in a victim disarmament zone. So I think the most important thing for us to do is find a way to counteract that. So we encourage our veterans to go and talk to their local police department and make sure they know how to communicate and coordinate. Because when the crap comes down, like here where I live, there's no SWAT team. It's going to be up to us local veterans because the police will be overwhelmed. And they realize this. So we're already working with them to coordinate so that if we do have a Bezem-style attack on a school, we veterans can go in and help them stop it as fast as possible and stop the killing.
Absolutely. And, again, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to a great extent, correct me if I'm wrong, they're starting to lose their hold on the police and military as they discover they're basically multinational disinformation operatives. Even the FBI says they don't use the Southern Poverty Law Center's and ADL's info anymore. A lot of police departments are learning that they're giving them awards, paying off police. Folks are realizing that these are basically outside institutions, basically infiltration, espionage organizations. Do you concur with that, or what's your breakdown on the fact that those groups are now really getting discredited?
Oh, absolutely. They're discrediting themselves, because when they attack Anybody who's a conservative, anyone who's a constitutionalist, anybody who stands for traditional American values will be attacked as a racist and an extremist. So your average beat cop is like mine. They look at that and go, wait a minute, that's me, you know. So I think they discredit themselves. They don't need our help to do that. So I don't really worry about them anymore. I just go talk to the police, and we ignore Southern Poverty Law Center. We talk to the cops and say, we're the guys that guarded the recruiting centers. We're the guys who were on the rooftops in Ferguson, you know, guarding against arsonists. And we're here to back you up. We have a new program called Operation Go Forth, which is named after the Texas police officer who was shot in the back of the head while getting gas. And all this is going to be is a national version of what our South Carolina chapter has been doing ever since then. Every time I see a cop getting a donut or a coffee or getting gas, they'll stop and overwatch him in case he's attacked. They can back him up. So they see in our communities that we're the good guys, that we're right there with them, so long as they honor the Constitution, we're their best allies. If they violate it, of course, we'll call them out. But they understand that we are willing to put ourselves on the line. Mark Potok at Southern Poverty Law Center is not going to be backing up any cop anytime soon. He's not going to be there to stop looters and rioters or stand with that cop against anybody else in the community who's using violence. We will be.
I tell you, I really think the globalists like George Soros have miscalculated. They've taken down a lot of Arab countries. They've taken down Ukraine. But we've just been warning people for too long, back to the days of Barry Goldwater, and now it's all coming true. The Liberty Movement's credibility is only rising. And, you know, I'm negative when I need to be, Stuart, but I have to be very positive about the work that so many people have done, Oath Keepers and countless others. It's very exciting to know that we're not going to be caught flat-footed here, and now that people get it, I'm seeing a maximum effort develop to really intensify preparation, but also informational warfare locally with the truth. Now is the time to break the enemy's back politically, in my view.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important. You know, films like this one, James Yeager's films, and now Chuck Untersee's film, Revelation, Rise of Global Governments, is important because it's coming at the perfect time. A lot of Americans paying attention to what's happening during this political season, and they're seeing, you know, as you said, right in their face, they're seeing the manipulation of both political parties like never before. And you can't dismiss it as, you know, sour grapes of Ron Pollard. This is not Ron Pollard's anymore. This is a much broader support base for Trump that's seeing the exact same thing being done to them. So it's the perfect time for us to say, you know, yes, we told you so, but hey, look, here's what we can do together, whether we agreed in the past or not. Here's how we go forward from here. Here's a big download of information and get them up to speed. And so a lot of people in the Liberty Movement get kind of ticked off, and they get jaded about being able to reach out to their fellow Americans. I think now is a great time.
Absolutely. And get outside your family. Sometimes your family won't listen to you. A salesman will tell you that. Don't try to sell a vacuum cleaner to your family. Sell it to the, you know, guy down the road. Get out there and just speak out. That's what it takes. Now's the time. People are ready to listen. Let's play a clip where a little boy this last weekend in Houston came out, and this was his take after seeing the new film, Revelation. Get movie tickets if you're in Texas right now, or find out more at revelationthemovie.info. Here's a clip.
What did you think of the movie? Did you like it?
I loved it. It was really informative.
Did you learn something you didn't know?
Definitely, yes. I didn't know about a New World Order and how there's a top 1%, about the Rockefellers and everything like that. So that was really fun.
Okay. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when Ted Nugent came on.
So it's a great film, and people need to see it. And again, how films work, folks, is if it sells out for a week or so in Houston, then more theaters will pick it up, and then we can promote that list, and then that's how you launch a film without spending millions and millions of dollars of promotion. And we've seen a lot of films really take off, and I just want to, you know, have the film get seen and have a big effect. It's got such an amazing cast of people. You know, I don't want to say cast because it's a documentary, but a great group of experts. Back in 70 seconds, 5 more minutes with Stuart Rhodes. Then we're going to talk to Kamal Saleem. He used to be on the side of the jihadists, and now he's exposing what they're up to. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.